I got given this trilogy by Sarah Ash. I'm having an issue with it. I'm having an issue with logic and fantasy. And I know I probably shouldn't be concerned myself with logic and fantasy, but I am. Basically, it's about a character who wants to take over a whole bunch of other countries and be the new emperor. And
a worthwhile ambition.
I guess. Not worthwhile. And she's bothered to draw a map. And I figure if you're going to draw a map, and I'll clearly go into detail with it, there should be some sense to this. Now, I read a lot of Anne Bishop books. Anne Bishop puts underneath her maps that she has no concept whatsoever. She's completely and utterly geographically incompetent. And so I don't have issues with her maps because of this. Right. This map is very, very detailed. Basically, you have two countries, and there's a strait of water between them, and then there's a third country above the top of it. Prince of country A wants to invade country B. He has a wizard. He can go across the straits because it's a wind wizard really, really easily. But instead,
And lots of boats.
But instead, he chooses to go through country C, which means going over the mountains, through the hideous ice, over another set of mountains, completely ignoring the fact that it's ruled by a dragon. And rather than sneaking through country B to get to country C...
C to B.
The one with the ice and the dragons. Rather than sneaking through this country, he sends in batches of werewolves to attack the people. So it makes no sense. If you're going to set up this character as a brilliant war leader, why on earth would you go through the dragon country when you could just go across the sea?
And, of course, this country is renowned for being unconquered and having lots of weapons of nasty...
Hideous, vicious weapons. Even if you don't choose to believe it's ruled by a dragon, they at least know it has extremely destructive weapons. So this is why I'm having an issue with this book. I like aspects of the book, but this is supposed to be an intelligent person. I'm having issues with this.
It reminds me of the Pocahontas movie. I mean, you know, the one where this American military expert seems to have never heard of Vietnam. And while the locals are doing a very nice guerrilla war uprising, decides he'll go talk to them, persuade them to mount horses and do a frontal charge against the enemy to be decimated.
I don't think it's quite as clear-cut as that, but I do understand what you're saying.
I mean, military foolishness, really.
I'm just wondering whether it's wrong for me to want there to be some logic in my fantasy.
I like logic in my fantasy.
Yeah.
Was it logic or consistency?
I'm about to give up on fantasy.
Maybe it is consistency. I don't know.
I'm wondering here about the term logic in fantasy.
Maybe logic
is
the wrong word.
You're beginning to sound a bit like the auditors. Terry
Pratchett. Not the auditors. Okay. I figure if you set up a set of rules for your book, you should stick within your rules, unless you have a damn good reason that's very entertaining.
Very solid. Wizard of Earthsea had a very nicely set up series of rules that they stuck to very nicely throughout.
Which is a fabulous
thing. But they broke them in the fourth one.
I never read the fourth one because I don't believe in it.
It's been ages since I've read the fourth one, so I can't actually remember that.
I mean, Philip Pullman in his Dark Materials, the rules change from book to book because he broadens the canvas.
But that seemed to work. I didn't have any issue with that. That seemed to... It made sense in the way he wrote it. It's just I'm having issues with the if you make someone theoretically a brilliant military strategist, make him do incredibly stupid things. That's the issue I'm having with this series of books.
So you wouldn't be too worried about fantasies from, say, the surrealists or the dadaists where it's all dream logic and things keep changing and you never quite know where you are.
If you know that that's what you're doing, no.
The meta rules?
Yes. The world you're creating is one where everything changes.
Yes,
so that's
and that's fine.
Fine.
That's different. That's what it is. It's the same issue I had with the TV version of True Blood. Changing its rules and making no sense.
Yeah. I just wonder if this insistence on logical consistency in fantasy is a modern thing.
I don't know. It may just be a me thing, quite possibly.
Well, you know, how do you feel about Gulliver's Travels?
I didn't have any issue with that.
Consistency within the story itself.
Yes, I didn't have an issue with that. It's just the series.
Odysseus was fully internally consistent with the story.
Yes, that's true. So, okay. Absolutely. So probably it's consistency I'm wanting more than logic. Yeah.